15 years ago today, David Lee Roth got fired, not from his EMT gig, not from his lounge act gig, but from his radio gig.
Time for Bocozy's Rock Gossip on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.
Do you recall when Howard Stern went over to Satellite? They were panicking. What can we do to replace him? And they came up with a terrible solution. David Lee Roth. A lot of stations tried to replace Howard with some local people. There was only two cities that actually had success after Howard. Hartford is one of them with Sebastian. And somebody named Rover in Cincinnati or something. But that was it. Big failure on everybody's part, especially the nationally syndicated David Lee Roth. Terrible. He was fired after 4 months. He was awful. Okay, I'm done. He did do a couple of covers on the very first Van Halen album. They did You Really Got Me by the Kinks, and they did Ice Cream Man. The song was so obscure, I thought David Lee Roth wrote it, but no. Here's David Lee Roth.
Ice Cream Man's old blues, from whence it all came. You know, it's rhythm and blues, and the attitude is rock and roll, you know. Geez, you know, I've been doing that since the first album back in 78, I guess. That could be any kind of music. That could be I'm Easy, I'm Easy. It's the same kind of rhythms. It's the same kind of sentiment.
That's why the radio show failed. We lost Jim Steinman, who lived in Connecticut. He passed away on Monday in the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Mostly known, he wrote a lot of songs for a lot of people, but Air Supply, Bonnie Tyler, Barry Manilow, but mostly you know him from Meatloaf, songs that were on Bad Outta Hell, 2 out of 3 Ain't Bad, Paradise by the Dashboard Light. They tried to, it was a different style of singing, and they tried peddling it to record companies, and they just got rejected everywhere until somebody took a chance, and they went on to sell 40 million copies. Meatloaf says that it wasn't Meatloaf. It was Todd Rundgren, the producer, and it was definitely Jim Steinman.
People had always said, oh, you can sing, but nobody had ever, you know, gone crazy over me singing. I would have probably had a very difficult role having long hair, weighing 300 pounds, doing anything else other than that kind of dramatic stuff. Because everybody wanted me to do R&B or blues or soul or something. And Jim says, that's the obvious. You don't want to do the obvious. And so we didn't. So thank goodness for Jim and me and Todd and whoever else worked on that record. Because it takes a lot of people to do something like that. You never do it by yourself.
I saw Meatloaf at Toad's Place in New Haven, and he was very large at that time, and he had to take oxygen from a tank after every song. At least I think it was oxygen.
Finding the latest in rock gossip. Weekday mornings at 6:30 and 8:30. It's Rock Gossip on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.